You're listening to KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. On the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. And we are down.
I'm Red Lincoln.
And together we are
down.
The rabbit. Where we play the stranger side of underground music.
That is correct. And we want to say thank you so much to Jeremy and Chelsea. The team up we've all been waiting for forever.
Long awaited. Perfect sounds tonight.
I hope that happens again.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool.
I think so too.
Yeah, we gotta team up with
meeting
someone.
Meeting of the minds.
That's really fun. That's a fun idea. I think that was Jeremy's idea. So, good idea, Jeremy. We can't wait to see you in the new studio. We've been talking about that.
Yep. You might have heard Jeremy and Chelsea mention that we are moving. This is our final night in the Falcon Arts building. Love it down here in the basement in our own special way. I do think it's haunted. So we're gonna have to say goodbye to the spirits.
No, they're going to jump in the equipment and come with us.
Let's not put that out there. I don't know about that.
Well, we've made friends with the ghosts. We've made peace with it. Other people, they're going to have to learn because not everybody does a live broadcast from Studio A in particular.
That's true.
So it's just Studio A.
But it is his Falcon Arts building, beautiful historic building, and I'll miss it. I love, if you don't know, if you come down into the basement of the Falcon Arts building, it's just full of like this beautiful, like incredible artwork all over the place. It's mostly art studios and workspaces. So I'm going to miss that quite a bit. It's a really unique space. But I'm looking forward to the new one. It's on 10th and Hawthorne, kind of sharing a corner with Kickstand Comedy. And I think really we're just trying to make it more of a community resource, like a place where people can be and visit, where that we can do like events and other things that like would maybe draw the community in.
Yeah.
That we can't quite do in this basement. It's hard to get down here even for volunteers.
Yeah.
But if you have guests and things like that, it gets to be a real like logistical thing.
Yes.
To like have people just come down to the studio.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to help and be part of the change, you can. You can donate. Right now we're trying to collect donations for the move specifically. You go to xray.fm. You can see the donate button right on the homepage. It kind of details some of the things that we're raising money for the new studio. I'll let you check that out. But it's just really a good way for you to get down on the ground floor of...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having some bands come in and play live because I know people have managed that here, but we never have.
I don't
really see how anyone has done it, so that is going to be so cool.
Definitely.
And there's going to be some like parties.
Yeah, you know, we're really pushing. There's that block, like the block of 10th right there. We don't even need a permit to put up roadblocks and have like a street party, yes. You know, just like a noise permit or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be very cool.
We're pushing for that pretty hard down the rabbit hole fans.
Well, we kicked off our show tonight with one of our all-time favorites, Wire, the track Another, The Letter.
I've been trying to learn some Wire bass lines just as like a summer project, and came across that one and decided it had to go in the set tonight.
Yes, yes. Every Wire song is so much fun and so good. And when I first started listening to him, I was really only into Pink Flag.
Right.
And that was so limiting. And now I think I like some of their albums even more. So go on a Wire journey with us every Monday night. I know a lot of other DJs Monday night also love Wire. So we are not alone.
Definitely.
But we are celebrating summer tonight. So
That's
we're playing
right.
like a fun summery set for being in a park and like laying on a blanket. It's like 100 degrees outside right now. You can really tell down here in the basement, which is always so hot, even on the coldest day. I don't know why.
I work in education, so like summer time, summer vacations, still a big deal for me. But I think for everybody in the Pacific Northwest, the summer is like kind of a huge deal. Like we endure like some cold and some wet year round. And then the sun comes out and it really changes everything. So we wanted some music to match.
So let's get on with this next track. It is The Undertones with
Here Comes the Summer.
Alarm, Paranoia in der Straßenbahn. Mittwoch ist der Krieg sehr kalt, brechen geflauert in der Badeanstalt. Das Ravioli kommt aus Florida. Samstag am Irrenanstalt. Der KGB im deutschen Wald. Sonntag, da ist alles tot. Im Golf von Mallorca der Weltkrieg tot. Deutschland, Katastrophenstaat. Wir leben im Computerstaat. Wir leben im Computerstaat.
In the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer. Down on the beaches.
you are listening to Down the Rabbit Hole. I am Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
We just heard the Stranglers with their song Peaches.
That is the kind of tongue-in-cheek machismo. It's it's like so funny.
It's
like
it so made me over laugh the twice. Top. Yeah, I mean, and how can you not laugh?
And it's just like got that great kind of funky beat and bass line. I don't know. Very catchy song about
it.
The summertime.
Yes, if you missed it before, tonight we are celebrating summer with our set. This is music for like your park party, your
there
beach party.
Yes.
Before the Stranglers, we had Abvarts with the track Computer Stat.
Great, great song. First album by these kind of Berlin punkers. Very cool.
Yeah. Before that, we had Lena Lovitch with Be Stiff, Devo cover.
Definitely, yeah.
She was on Stiff Records, as were many. That song was covered by a lot of people. I think there's a whole album dedicated to Be Stiff covers.
Yeah, you were telling me that she toured England with Devo, and I know they were bigger over there than they were here.
Yeah, it was like the Be Stiff tour. I guess they became like pretty close friends and stuff.
Right
I can
on.
See why. I think they suit one another really well. Before that, we had T-Rex with Celebrate the Summer.
Yeah, great, great song. If you didn't hear it in the lyrics, it came out in 77. And it was, a lot of ways, it was Mark Bolan kind of responding to like this rising punk movement that he thought was really cool.
You can hear that in there.
Yeah.
Like a little touch of punk.
Yeah. Tragically, one of the final Mark Bolan songs. He died that same year that it was released in a car crash. So
really interesting. We just watched the Billy Idol documentary, and he talks about how one of his songs. Which one was it? Was it Ready, Steady, Go?
It was one of the Generation X tracks.
Yeah, that he performed it. You know, on that show. And the show actually aired right after Mark Bolan died. So it was like
this is highly watched
by a lot of people. I never saw his show, but you've caught glimpses of it, right?
Definitely,
you told
definitely.
Me about
it's just, this is the Mark Bolan kind of variety show that existed for like a tiny, tiny bit of time in the mid 70s.
So weird.
Yeah, and he had like a lot of great groups of the day come on and play. Kind of interviewed them a little bit, and
was he so weird?
He was extremely weird, which was beautiful, you know.
That's what you want. Before that, we kicked off the entire show with the Undertones, and here comes the summer.
You know, definitely maybe one of the breeziest summertime tracks that we have tonight.
Yes, so much fun.
How do you not love it?
If you are out there having a park party, listening to some jams, you should text us because we're live in the studio. Last time live in the Falcon Arts building, and maybe for the month of July. We're not quite sure yet what's going on. But we would love to hear from you. It's very nostalgic being in here. It made me a little sad to think of leaving, although I'm super excited to be going to this new space.
Definitely.
So text us here. Yeah, 971-220-KXRY.
Definitely. Give us a little buzz.
We have more summertime jams coming up. And, we want to announce something. You know, we're going to be doing some stuff already with Kickstand Comedy, which is the building. We're kind of becoming their neighbors in our new spot. And they are doing live comedy in the park every Friday?
Every Friday. Seems to be like super fun.
It
it's over at Laurel Horse
really
Park.
Really cool. Yeah. And we're going to be DJing on the 26th. So that's like coming up really soon.
It is. So you could come.
And we're opening the comedy show.
Yeah. So you would kind of get there a little early so you could hear some Down the Rabbit Hole before the comedians come on.
Yes.
It should be, you know, come for the laughs, but, you know, enjoy the
Down
the Rabbit
Hole. Come for the music, stay for the laughs.
There we go. That was the right order.
All right. Well, what is better in summer and something I wish I had right now? What's better than cool ice cream.
freeze. Just wanna scoop on that cool ice cream. Cool ice cream. I ate all my veggies, I ate all my soup. Now can I have just one scoop? That cool ice cream.
My tender feet. The air smells like rotting fish and solar cane. I hate the people on the beach with their towels and umbrellas. They're so insane.
I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach now.
I hate my girlfriend. She lies on the beach like a barrier reef, soaking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun, no.
Stomach grounds. home. Where do you think you're bleeding are?
Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? In the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Mirror, mirror, you trick me! I'm not the things you said I'd be. You stole it all. Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? Is this me or is this you? Look in the mirror, who do you see? You see reality, reality, reality.
You are listening to Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
What did we just hear, Red Lincoln?
The last one was by Sham69. Is this me or is this you?
Yes, I love the lyrics. I just love that whole song so much.
Definitely.
It's like some super teen angst,
yeah,
vibes going.
Maybe a trippier one than we're used to from Sham69 as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, definitely.
But it's
they
funny,
were getting deep
like,
there.
It's funny though, like their psychedelic journey is basically just the kids are united, except now it's just like, no, we're not united. We're all
oh,
the
no.
same.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Our version tonight of a summertime party might not be everyone's version of a summertime party.
I guess that's a good point. Case in point, the track before that was Alien Nose Job with the track Live Like the Crowd.
And it's like their newest hardcore kind of themed album. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, you know, Alien Nose Job, we've been playing them pretty much as long as we have had radio shows. And each record from Alien Nose Job is like a little different, like he explores different sounds, like... in a recent one, I know he was doing like a Beatles versus the Stones kind of sound. it started off as like a bedroom recording project, but it's morphed into like a a real band that tours and things. And this one is sort of their exploration of hardcore music.
But it's super melodic, hardcore.
Yeah, just really well written. Yeah. It's out on Iron Lung. I think you can pre-order it now. It's a brand new album called How a Mosquito Operates. Pretty killer, I thought. We also played The Fall with Totally Wired.
Love it. You don't have to be strange to be strange. Yeah. You don't have to be weird to be weird.
I feel like that is at the core of the Fall project.
Yes.
Is this idea that like the weirdest stuff is the everyday
stuff. Like
most
stuff. Mundane yeah. stuff, yeah.
Speaking of Totally Wired, I'm still kind of hyped up from the show this weekend. Are you kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had so much fun this weekend. I hope you guys made it out to some of these the string of shows that were going
Lonely
on.
Lonely God Fest.
For Lonely God Fest. We went and saw the Quintron show.
It was tough to choose. There were a lot of good ones, but that's the one
we
picked.
And as we predicted on our last show, the puppet show at the very, very end this time was the highlight of the night. It was so funny. I've never seen this venue was so packed.
It was
so
at the spare room, and it was like from the stage to the back where they do the bingo was packed with people.
Yes, and at the end, everyone just sat on the ground.
Go ahead and
floor.
Sit on the floor, and everybody did.
Like little kids. I felt like a tiny kid, and they put on the best puppet show. So next time you get a chance to see Quintron and Miss Pussycat, do not miss it. They used to do the puppet show beforehand, but this time they did it at the end.
It was kind of a cool idea, a real head trip. I was worried it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauties, too, who just don't play enough. I wish they played out more because
they're
so good. And then the Dirt Twins were like more and more like just like on it. Just
every
like
time
on
I
fire.
See them,
every
I'm,
time I see them, I'm like, whoa, they're even better.
Yes, yes, I love them. If you haven't seen them yet, make time to go do it. And they've been playing out more, so you're gonna get your chance. I'm pretty sure.
Now we also played Dead Milkmen, and shout out to the listener that appreciated that track.
Oh my gosh, that song reminds me so much of high school. I was so obsessed with them in high school. I guess who isn't, right?
Yeah. If you don't know, it's the beach song, and that's from Big Lizard in My Backyard. Kind of the album that hooks us all.
Yeah.
I felt like that's sort of my beach experience. I know people love the beach. I'm always just kind of like.
You gave your ice cream to a shark, and now you have nothing to eat.
Every time.
Am I the shark? might be it.
We kicked the whole block off with Eddie Current Suppression Ring and Cool Ice Cream. Speaking of ice cream.
Yes. Got ice cream on the brain tonight. It's a hot one out there.
If you've got like an ice cream spot that you really love, hit the text line. It's 971-220-KXRY.
All we want to talk about.
Let us know where the good ice cream is.
Yeah. Well, we have more fun tunes. Park party, dance tunes.
Definitely.
Gets a little dancey in this next one, kind of.
Yeah, let's have a little fun. Stick around. Six Beats Under is coming up at the top of the hour, but we have lots of time to play music. So.
Yeah, so text us here, 971-220-KXRY, and we will maybe not be live in this studio ever again. Hopefully, maybe some of the next shows will be live. We're not sure, but if not, we will be live in a month. And we'll be recording at home in the meantime. We'll put our cats on the air so they can contribute. But they only ever want to listen to Krautrock. So
yeah, they do.
I don't know.
They do. It'll be good, though. You'll enjoy it.
All right. So here's some New Order, and we will see you soon.
Won't any pain. Though the doctors say I'm criminally insane, condemned to when things I really oughtn't to do, but it's got nothing to do with you and me. I don't know where I'm going to. I don't know where I'm going to. I don't know where I'm going to like you. I don't feel any pain. The doctor's giving me something from my brain. And I'm banging my head against old brick walls, but it doesn't hurt, it's all in vain. I don't know where I'm going to. I don't know where I'm going to. I don't know where I'm going to.
From Vicious Pink, and you're listening to Down the Rabbit Hole.
Hey everyone, this is Josephine from Vicious Pink. Can I come down the rabbit hole with you tonight? Tonight, 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 tonight,